listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. An artificial reef is set to be built off the coast of Carnarvon. The state government says it's in efforts to create more recreational fishing opportunities in the Gascoyne. Fisheries Minister Don Punch says the more than $1 million investment is expected to be in by the end of the year.
We've actually had them in place in a number of areas, and we're about to go to tender for the locations down in Kalbarri and Albany. So it is something that is very popular. It's a great way of attracting fish to a location, and particularly in waters that are a bit safer than going offshore.
The Prime Minister has flagged more policies to address domestic violence. It follows a nearly $1 billion announcement yesterday to provide support for people leaving violent relationships. Anthony Albanese telling the ABC there's still plenty of work to do.
Yesterday made steps forward. It's not job done. This isn't something that you solve with a meeting on one day.
Midwest Properties will soon be able to use standalone power systems. The off-grid solution means a combination of solar panels, battery storage and backup generation will reduce outages for those at the end of the electricity networks. Energy Minister Rhys Whitby says the $18 million investment will solve a number of problems.
We don't have long power lines out into the countryside where you can have 50 or 100 kilometres serving one or two farms. It's a big cost on the utility to maintain and provide those services. It also represents a risk of bushfire. So we know power lines in the past have started bushfires.
In sport, an early start to the Great Northern footy for the women this week. Rovers and Northampton to face off at Grenith Oval from 6:30 tonight. And Brigades and Chapman Valley will continue the round when they clash on Saturday. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.